Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. It is Erev Shabbat Vayakel. We are blessed. It's only Vayakel, not Vayakel Pekudei. Due to the leap year, we can really focus on each parsha individually. We read each parsha separately during a leap year. I heard a very quick thought. Vayakel is kahila. It's all about the community coming together. Pekudei is all about the individual. Everyone is nifkad. Everyone is counted as an individual unit. And in Yiddishkeit, in Jewish tradition, we need both. We need the community needs the individuals and vice versa. There's the klal shetzuich leprat, the prat shetzuich leklal. And Baruch Hashem, in Jewish tradition, we try to find a balance where each individual is important and they're also important as a part of the community. And Baruch Hashem, we're not like other ideologies that can be very narcissistic, hedonistic, and celebrating only the individual, or God forbid, those oppressive communitarian societies that negate the rights of the individual. Baruch Hashem, we have Vayakel and Pekudei, and Baruch Hashem, we're going to have a Gishmak time in the Mishneh Yomi today. We are in chapter 6 of Nedarim, Mishneh Bet, Hanoder Mimaise Kedera. So he says, for instance, Kona, Maban, Shani Toem Maise Kedera, something that's Maase, that's made, prepared, Kedera, in the pot. Something cooked in a pot. So what's the effect here? What does it mean in normal Lashon B'nai Adam, the way people normally speak? Eino Asar, he's only forbidden. Ela, only in Mimaise Retochta, something that's boiled in a pot, something that needs to be boiled. The Bartnura says they would make something out of kemah, out of flour and water that was boiled for a long time to make some sort of stew, some sort of porridge. The Tosfos Yontif adds some, you know, grits or rice. You have to boil it. If you have to boil it, it's maisei kedera. But other foods, even if you happen to cook them in a kedera, but you don't really have to bring them to a boil for a while, that's not really considered maisei kedera, things that have to be made in the pot. Amar Konam, if he says a ban, hayored lekedera, whatever goes down into the kedera, any food that goes into the kedera, she'eni toim, that I will not taste it. So then, aser bekol hamit boshlin bekedera, he is forbidden to eat anything that was cooked in a pot. Now, this would include even things that really they could have put it on a frying pan, but they happened to stick it in a pot, or you know, they prepared it partially in a pot and partially in a pan. So that too, since it went in a kedera pot at all, it's aser. Let's go on to Mishneh Gimel. Min hakavush, if his neder was from the things that are pickled, eino aser ela min hakavush shel yarak. So he's only forbidden to have things that are pickled that are from the vegetable family, because typically, when people say pickles, they mean a pickled vegetable. That's the normative use. If he says kavush she'eni toim, the pickled items I will not taste. Now, note here it's missing the hay. Ha-kavush means the kavush, the pickled stuff. That's usually vegetables, but kavush by itself, she'eni toim, what's the effect? The Mishnah says, aser bechol ha-kavushim. He's forbidden to eat anything that happened to be pickled, even if it wasn't vegetables. And the Mishnah adds, minha sholuk, shlakot, we discussed yesterday, something that's usually typically means something that's overcooked, cooked much more than needed. Eino aser ela min hasholuk shel basar. He's only forbidden in overcooked meat. Apparently they used to stew certain cuts of meat for a very long time to make them soft. Sholuk, if he says now sholuk without the hay, not the sholuk, but any sholuk, she'eni toim, I will not taste, aser bekol shlakim. So then anything that was cooked for a long time, he is forbidden to eat. Mishnah adds, min atzli, from the roast. So what does it mean, roast? Eino aser ela min hatzli shel basar. When we think roast, we think barbecue, we think meat. He's only forbidden in meat. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. In the Gemara, they point out the sages disagree, and they say hatzli could really include anything that's roasted. The Mishnah continues, tzli, shni toim, here, tzli, any roast, without the hay, any roast, also, bekol tzliv, anything that got roasted, he cannot eat it. What about min hamoliach, if his neder was from the salted things? Eino aser ela min hamoliach shel dog. He is only forbidden in that good old staple of salted herring. Or, of course, dog could be really any fish. They typically used to salt fish. Moliach she'eni toim, salted something, I will not taste. Here it's missing the hay. Again, not the salted stuff, but salted stuff. Aser bekol hamaluchim. So anything that is salted and preserved, now he cannot eat due to this neder. Shabbat shalom evrach, zay gesund.